Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Two Girls with a Press Pass. This is Paige.
And Chloe.
We are so excited to welcome you guys. This is the first podcast of December, so
Yes, woohoo!
gonna have a little bit of a Christmas theme today, if that's okay with you guys. It's a little early, but not early enough for
I
some people,
guess. Well,
me included.
when this comes out, it will be early enough.
Yeah, but
'Cause for me, Christmas is after Thanksgiving.
Christmas is after Halloween.
Okay.
Cause Thanksgiving doesn't have like a decoration, like other than brown
Hey, I like
and
brown.
orange and yellow. And
Yeah,
I
but
like fall colors, but like I love the fall and Halloween. Once
Yeah.
Halloween is over, it
It's
is
cold.
winter time and it is Christmas time. And I
Yeah.
love that.
I just have a problem with
Oh God.
like I There's only so many Christmas songs, you know? And
Yeah.
then it's like for Christmas Day to be one day.
Yeah.
Like if I start prepping like past Halloween, it's like 2 months of preparation for one day. And it's like, wow, I can't do it. I don't know. 'Cause then I just feel like sad on Christmas and I'm like, oh.
Sad? Like sad that it's over?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
'Cause it's
fair.
like we've been hyping this up for 2 months and now it's over. But
Yeah.
I guess it'll come again next year, so.
Slowly but surely. Not
Yeah,
fast enough.
for real.
So, when do you normally put up Christmas decorations?
After Thanksgiving, like the day after.
See, we're like first week in November.
Yeah, your house is like decked out.
It is.
I'm going home this weekend to put up the Christmas tree at my
Really?
house. Yeah,
I
and
wonder.
my apartment Christmas tree isn't up yet, but it will
Oh.
be when I come home from
Yeah.
Thanksgiving because it's after Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like that is the norm. I feel like
I.
me and my mom are just kind of like, we love. I like the vibe of Christmas. And so when the house is Christmassy, it just feels so
Yes.
much more homey.
It is very
And so
nice.
like me and my mom do like make Christmas really like drag out because we're like, we just want to sit with the tree on and I want to have a little mug
Yes.
and I just want to be under the blanket.
You know,
Like to
as one
me, like
does.
that's the Christmas. Like I'm not a big like listen to Christmas music person or I mean sometimes I go to Christmas events, but not like super often, maybe like once every other year.
Yeah. I love Christmas events. They're kind of my favorite, but I feel like I never have time to go
And that's the
and
thing, I
see
don't have
them.
time.
Like we used to, well, last year we went to the symphony and saw their Christmas thing. But
Sorry.
we would always go and see things just, and Silver Dollar City and Christmas
Oh,
time and,
yeah.
Branson does a lot of stuff like that. And so we used to do that a little as a kid, just like a treat here and
Yeah.
there.
I feel like Kansas City's lacking enough Christmas. Like, one of, there's like three things that I feel like I do go to most often. There is a drive-through Christmas lights thing that's in Lee Summit
I
that
we
you
go to
have to
that.
wait for like 4 hours sitting in line to go through. But we still do it all the freaking time. And I don't know why we're always like, this is so worth it.
I went to that one last year not knowing about the line situation. And
Yes.
I was like, wow, I've been here for a long time.
Yes. Yeah. But the other one is there's this magic tree where it's just a singular tree
Okay.
that they
Magical?
wrap, no, that they wrap every single inch with lights. Like every single extra branch gets like its own full strand of lights. Like it is the most litten up tree I think I've ever seen in my life.
Where?
I think it's in Lee Summit, but it's like closer to Kansas City. So if it's nighttime and I'm not driving, I'm not paying attention where we're going. So I have been multiple times at night and I didn't drive.
Oh, I see.
So
Yeah. I get
I'm
that.
not
That's real.
sure.
That's
But if you
okay.
Google like magic tree, like it'll come up and there's a
Okay.
bunch of pictures and everyone that I went to high school with, like that was like where couples went every year, is they would
Oh.
go to the little magic tree and they'd take a picture. And you literally, like, I'm pretty sure it's, I don't know, because I've passed it a few times. Like in the years I didn't go, I'd see on the side of the road and I'm like, oh,
The magic
the
tree.
magic
It's
tree.
right there.
And it like you, because like when you're there, you're like, oh wow, this is so cool. But then whenever you're driving by, you're just like, jeez,
That is a tree.
that's a bright tree.
Is it like a Christmas?
No.
Oh.
No. Like an oak.
See, that is one of my biggest pet peeves, and I will stand on this forever, and it has bothered me for years, and it is people that decorate their trees like that, and they only do the, like, they don't do the branches. What's that called? The part of the tree. I don't know why I'm blanking on this.
The trunk?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What? Okay, yeah. Yes, and they only wrap the trunk with lights and nothing else. And I'm like, that looks literally horrific. Like, I cannot even lie to you right now. And then, like, it doesn't look good in the day, nor does it look very good in the night.
No.
And it's like, it can look good.
It can.
But you have to wrap the lights all the way around the rest of the tree, too, for it to look good. And, like, I've seen trees like that, and they look fire. No, not just trunk.
Not just trunk.
And also, this is a random story.
Ooh.
But the other day, I was venturing, I was enduring Shields again, and I saw this, like, Jeep, and it was lit up for Christmas, and it had Christmas lights on it, right? And I had never seen this before.
Ever?
No.
Oh.
Of course, you know, Overland Park can change a man.
It's very common in Overland Park to have, like, a fully wrapped car with Christmas lights.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
And so it's broad daylight, by the way. And I'm driving out here and I'm like, what is all this blue tape on this Jeep? And I was like, oh, wow. That does not look very good. But I bet it looks kind of cool in the night. Don't know. I've never seen one before.
I won't give an opinion, but I'll give a comparison. That is the same as the Pleasant Hills UTV parade.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
It definitely is festive.
Okay.
Would I do it to my car?
No.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, it would be cool for, like, a, like, that thing is, though, is that it would be kind of neat for a parade if you, like, put it up for the parade and then you took it down. But it's like,
no, they don't.
Oh, okay. It's like when, like, I'm on the highway.
Yes.
And there's a Jeep, like, covered in tape next to me.
See, imagine that, but it's glowing.
Wow. Is that legal?
Technically it is.
Okay.
Because you can add, because I asked my brother about this. As long as they're not
red or blue.
Well, people do put red and blue. It's more of just, like, it's the type of bulb, you know what I mean? And since it's, like, a teeny tiny baby Christmas light bulb, it's not, like, seen as an added headlight or, like, police lights. So you can have it anything just because it's such a small version of light. But whenever you wrap your whole car and every inch has a light on it, gets a little bright.
A little bit, I can imagine.
A little bit bright. It is handy if you're going down, like, a dark road.
With no one else there.
No one else there, and you want to know if someone's coming, you'll see them.
Well, I have yet to see them.
I cannot wait to hear about
it. So, yeah.
What do you think?
But those were my winter opinions, I guess, that literally came out of nowhere. Came out of left field. Well, but I thought I needed to speak on them because no one else has gotten to hear this.
Exactly.
And so it's like, I think that everyone needs to know how I feel about tree trunks.
And it's I agree. I don't think they look that good.
No.
But also, there is certain, like, house Christmas lights that I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Elaborate.
Well, okay, it's not how they do it, it's the colors they pick. Like, they'll have a yellow house and they'll pick a white light. And I'm like, okay. Or they'll be like, you know what? It's going to be green today. All of the colors. Because it's like those, like, really fancy ones where you can, like, change them and things. And they're like, green today. And then all red. And it's like, oh.
All red is kind of crazy.
It looks crazy.
Especially if it's those LED ones. Because, like, I feel like the red ones that are, like, true Christmas bulbs, like, those are, like, somewhat classic.
They work, yeah.
Yeah. But it's, like, the LED strips.
And that's,
like,
what it is. Wow! There's a couple of houses on my way to work that are, like, have those really big LED ones. And, like, the rest of the year it'll be, like, blue, white, rainbow.
Yeah. I fear that we have those.
We have those. We have those as well. We just got them.
We did too.
We just got them.
We also just got them. My parents got them. Mm-hmm. And then, like, mm-hmm. they changed it for Halloween. Mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. afraid that we have fallen victim to the very thing that we are talking about. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, mm-hmm. like my dad had concocted it to be, like, mm-hmm. purple. Ooh. And, like, look like there was lightning. Oh. And, like, there to be one light that wasn't on. And it was supposed to be, like, a bat that was, like, flying around the house. It was definitely... I see the vision.
See, there. My family did red and white mm-hmm. switching. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like a line of red, a line of white right next to each other, and they'd flip. Mm-hmm. And they were like, it's Chiefs. And I was like, it's a seizure. I don't know.
That's low-key what I was thinking when I was pulling up.
And I said that. I was like, you guys don't think this is too flashy? Uh-huh. I think I love the idea, but it's really like, do.
No,
like,
yeah.
It's not like a... Light change.
And they're
like,
very bright.
Seizure.
Because especially, like, the white light, yes. It's not, like, the warm tone. It's, no, like, the cool
it's
tone.
It's pure white. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your house is also white.
Yep. Yep.
It's
but,
nice.
You know, I see the vision.
I see the vision. I understand it.
If I was to get control of the app, I would delete that and make it to where she couldn't find it again. I don't know. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry.
Hey, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's nice.
It is. But I don't know. One thing I do, like, love talking about is just the fact that we have the hugest tree ever.
You do.
Like,
I was
our
like,
tree is 14 feet tall.
That is so crazy.
Our last one was 12 feet, and we put it in the corner, and we were like, you know, there's still, like, 4 feet. We could get a bigger tree, and so we got a bigger tree. Mm-hmm. It does take, like, 5 hours to decorate it
and,
like,
good.
Fluff it, but it's so cool. Mm-hmm. I love it so much.
It looks so good.
It's my favorite thing ever.
And with the stockings
yes.
that you have, too.
We have, like, a bunch of, like, really big stockings that are, like, very Christmas movie-esque, like the white fur mm-hmm. and then the red, and it has, like, our little names in the white, and it's so cute. And I just, I think that's why I made my mom put up decorations so early is because we both love
Yeah.
the decorations so much mm-hmm. that we're like, okay.
Yes, I love that.
Except for the fact that if you do have a 14-foot tall tree, your living room furniture doesn't fit
right.
the same
mm-hmm.
with the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that has never gone smoothly.
No.
Ever.
We usually have to do a little bit of rearranging. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't at my house now. Mm-hmm. We are balling on a budget.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm,
Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
We have an mm-hmm. 8-foot tree that was mine from childhood.
But that's so cute,
it
though.
Is, and I really like it. And we put it up, and it's just like, tree.
Aww.
And we don't have to move anything around because it's
right?
not very big.
Right?
And,
that's
I mean,
helpful.
When you only have one couch, it's like,
right?
What do you
Where
have to
gonna
move?
Put it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay. But
Bug.
I love Christmas.
The only thing, and maybe this is just me, I don't know if, like, other people agree with me on this, but, like, the whole thing that Mariah Carey posts every year.
It's...
Yes. I have to say, like, the first and second time, I was like, that was a smart little marketing thing. Kind of breaking the ice, coming through. Every year she does it. And every year she's like, this one's gonna be bigger.
It's been 5 years.
It's been
You know that thing so from long. Titanic that's like, it's been 84 years?
Yes, yes.
That's what it feels like. I think the 2023 one was the best. That was like her peak.
Yes.
And since then, it's just been like, okay.
Yeah, it's like...
We're doing this again.
And that's... But like, the problem is there's no competition. There's no other Christmas album except for Jay Schlatt, who just released a Christmas album. And oh my goodness.
What are you talking about?
I love him.
You know Josh Groban?
No. No. Is he in Hamilton? I'm confused.
No, he's like an opera singer or something.
Oh.
He does like Christmas, and I used to like listen to him.
Hmm. No, this guy is a streamer / YouTuber.
Oh. What is up, guys? It is time for Christmas.
That is literally us.
That is literally us this episode because it is time for Christmas. But what other Christmas music? So are you a Mariah Carey fan or no?
During Christmas, I am. Like,
okay.
I'm going to listen to it because it's Mariah Carey. But also, I'm going to listen to the Justin Bieber Christmas song.
Yes.
Like,
oh, I like the NSYNC one.
Oh, that one too. Mm-hmm.
That one is so good. Mm-hmm. That one is so good. Mm-hmm. I like the little Christmas songs. Well, especially because Christmas was my nightmare.
Why?
As a retail diva. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really bad.
Not Thanksgiving, since it's like Black Friday
right now. No, that was bad too.
Oh, okay.
But it was like the holiday music that they'd play, and they would choose like the worst songs ever. Mm-hmm. Like some like obscure Christmas song that was like super annoying. Mm-hmm. Specifically, Candy Cane Lane by Sia was, and I'm sure you've never heard of it, and you should probably keep it that way.
I wish that I could
say that I've never heard of it, but unfortunately, that's what Forever 21 does to a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black Friday was not, no joke.
No.
No.
And, like, I do feel so bad for retailers the second winter hits. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, you guys are going through it. Mm-hmm. People are coming in just screaming at you just because they're stressed because it's the holidays.
Yep.
And they know you can't say anything back.
Yep. And it's like, I don't want this. And it's like, I'm sorry.
It's just set that system up.
No, literally. In the holidays, like, it was so hard in retail, too, because I liked, I did not mind working in retail.
Yeah.
I really liked working at Forever. Oh. But it was just, like, when November hit to, like, January 5th.
Yeah.
It was like, you are fighting for your life.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially because at the time, like, I was still in high school, and I was trying to, like, And so it was just, I do really feel for retail employees. Like, every time I go in somewhere, even at, like, restaurants and stuff, I try to be, like, so nice and understanding. Yeah. And, like, I know it's November. I know it's late November and you are struggling. And I'm so sorry. Because it's, like, I don't know. But it gets, like, kind of cutthroat out there.
And, like, and I've only worked food, but even in food, like, I've mainly worked in restaurants. And it's the exact same. Like, during Christmas time, people just start screaming at you because they're like, I have no one else to yell at. And what are you going to do? Spit in my food? No.
No.
They know I won't.
No.
And I wish they thought I would. Yeah. I feel like that would help.
You're just such a nice little lady.
I guess.
You would never spit in someone's food.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I've thought about it.
Yeah. Haven't we all?
But, like, the other thing is, like, I do feel really bad for retailers, but also not enough to do my Christmas shopping earlier.
Yeah. Me too. Even when I did work in retail, I was doing that, like, December 20th. Yep. We're going out. We're going out December 20th and getting stuff for Christmas. I'm still doing that this year. I have minimal Christmas shopping done. I bought two gifts.
I have bought two as well.
Wow, twin!
Twin! Which is not enough,
but I know. I still have, like, 17 more to go.
And the thing is, like, I could probably get half of them done just on Amazon. But, like,
I don't like online shopping. I want to go to the mall.
And that's the thing. I kind of want to go shopping. But then I'm like, it's not for me. So, like,
I love.
Boo.
Well, Christmas shopping is, like, the only excuse. Because, like, if it's not for me, then I can buy it.
That's true.
But if it is for me, then I can't buy it.
That's true.
But when I Christmas shop, I see a little something for myself, I might pick it up. And then everyone gets mad at me. And if you're my family, cover your ears, because I just can't help myself and I start buying stuff. It's like, I can't. I'm sorry I'm not putting this on my Christmas list. I want it right now.
I want it right now.
I know. And it's like, okay, it's $20. It's $20.
Literally.
It's
like, and you're like, that could have been a stocking stuffer.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I saw it and I really wanted it. Well, especially because I'm like a thrift store girl. So it's like, wow, I really like this. And it's not like anybody's going to get it for me for Christmas because someone else is going to buy it.
Exactly.
So.
But also, like, I'm just a terrible, like, at patience. Like, I have the two Christmas gifts and I'm like, what if I gave it to them? What if?
Yeah.
What if I just gave them all their presents? I am so excited that I have it. Let me give it to you.
I wrap them and I put them under the tree and I sit and I look at them and I go,
yay. But I do love, like, Christmas morning when someone's opening my gift and I'm just sitting there like, oh, you're going to be so excited.
This one's from me.
And I'm like, me over here. Yes, I got you that.
I got you that one. Yeah, I like it when it's like, I just get to like soak it up. And all my Christmas gifts are nicely wrapped under the tree, and I just get to look at them and think to myself, like, wow, I got those. And then the people that I get them for get to look at them, and they're like, I wonder what's in there.
Or they're like, wow, whoever wrapped that did a really good job. They even put little bows and greenery on it.
I do.
And I'm like,
I'm a bow on the corner kind of girl.
Look at me.
Yeah. Do you do the thing with the ribbons where you curl the ribbons with the scissors?
Yeah.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I like doing the, like, two corners ones whenever you don't, like, do it, like, fully, like, around vertically and around horizontally, where you, like, do opposite corners, and then it, like, goes through the bottom, and then, like, I just think it looks so cutesy.
I do not know what you're talking about, but I want to, because I need to wrap my Christmas gifts better.
No, me and my mom.
I need new strategies.
Because my mom loves like the Christmas tree so much that she's like, I don't want badly wrapped presents under such a pretty tree. So she is like, listen, if you're gonna put a gift under the tree, either give it to me or double check with me before you wrap it.
Right.
Because if you put some neon green with a bright red ribbon on it. You're getting punched.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting throat chop. I don't know. Like, that's... You saw that coming. I don't know.
See, that's the good thing also about balling on a budget, is that it's like, okay, I can only afford, like, two wrapping papers.
No, yeah.
So it's like, yes, let's go. Because why? Ooh, why is one wrapping paper, like, $8?
No, seriously.
That is crazy.
It's single use.
That is crazy.
It is single use.
And it's like, what am I supposed to... How do I... I don't know.
I
don't know.
I agree. And also, they're like, $8 for 6 feet. I need more than that.
Yeah.
I need so much more than that.
Oh, and then it's like, speaking of that, this year, I'm you know, getting in the holiday spirit, as one does, getting my things out. And it's like, wow, I had nowhere to store my Christmas wrapping paper, so now they're all smashed.
Yeah, and then they have crinkles, and it's like...
Yeah, and it's like, wow, this is awful, because somebody put the tent on top of the wrapping paper.
Now, who would do that?
I don't know, but it made me a little bit upset. But it's okay, because...
We forgive.
Yes, and...
It's the forgiving season.
The thing is that I'm in luck, because it's not like there was enough paper on it to wrap any more gifts this year either, because there's so little paper on the thing. So it's like, well, you know, and what,
like,
can you do?
There's no way to, like, gauge how much is left until you, like, unwrap it.
Yes, and then there's, like, no more. And it's like, oh.
And you just, like, unwrap it, and it's just, like, an awkward amount. But it's the worst whenever it's, like, enough for a small box, and you don't have a small box left. And it's like, are you being so far
I can never find a small box. I always put, like, a small item in a humongous box, because it's like, I...
Yeah.
But then I hate the way that it, like...
Rattles.
Yes. Yeah. I don't like it. And it just freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah. I agree. Well, we are recording this Thanksgiving week, so this episode is going to be a little short.
A little shorter.
Last week's was a bit long, and the one before that was a bit long, so I feel like we deserve to go home a little early.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Well, we're not going home very early.
No.
We're just recording the podcast a little late.
Yes.
You know.
That is our bad.
But I will say that the Stress Buster is out, and you should totally go and look at it and play my games. Play my games. And I'm still working on the story about the animal shelter.
We went today.
Yes,
and saw the little kitties.
The little kitties and the little puppies. One of the kitties are in cat jail. Yes, but...
Kitty jail.
It's okay.
It's not his fault.
I know. He just eat the bench.
Yeah. Well, I also, since this will be coming out on Wednesday, so as of when this is coming out, yesterday was the alderman meeting that everyone has been holding on for.
Yes, in Garden City.
In Garden City.
The good old GC.
Good old GC Mo. And I don't know. I have a feeling something's going to go down. I have a feeling there'll be a little bit of drama. Maybe even, you know, like, a little action. I don't know.
At the GC meeting?
I don't know. But I do know I'm going, and there will be a story out. So check it out. Go read it. If you want to read some drama that's not about you, go read it. If it is about you, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Look, this
is not fun.
No. But that
it's
is our job.
When it's other people. So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it is my job, so yeah. I'm not that sorry. I'm sorry. But check out the Instagram. Check out Facebook.
Check out the website.
Check out the website.
Get on the website. And I'm going to be working on renovating the Instagram a little bit. So if you could, please, please, please follow it.
Tribune and Times.
Yes. It's just Tribune and Times, and it's our little logo. And it is. Really hoping to do some fun things on the gram.
Yes.
On the gram.
Be ready to see some fun stuff coming.
Behold.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But.
Well.
I think that's all our plugs.
I think that's all we need.
Oh, actually, I wanted to add one more plug to the end of our little outro thing of... If you work with a business and you're like, man, I love this podcast, and you're like, I feel like maybe I could sponsor one of their episodes, and they could give me a little promo and be like, hey, and we would love to. We'll just hype up your company. And yeah, so if you want to sponsor a podcast episode, 100% reach out. You can call the office or just message us, whichever way is easiest. But yes.
Yes.
We are definitely open to... Have a little sponsored episode.
Yes.
If possible.
So we would be so grateful for that.
We would.
And I hope you guys have a great week.
And I forgot one more thing.
What's one more thing?
I keep forgetting. If you guys are also like, wow, this podcast is so great, go put that in a Google review.
Yes.
For the Tribune and Times.
Yes.
Review us on Google.
Google review.
We need those. We don't have enough. That. And I know we've got some amazing, so sweet, so kind listeners that would love to
give us a review with keywords
so that our boss says we did a good job
because we did do a good job
I hope.
Yes,
but for real this time, thank you so much for listening.
Yes, we hope you have a great week.
Yes, have a great one. Bye.
Bye.